Mission Network News 4.5 minute version for Friday, July 15, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. The leader of house churches faces years in jail for storing Christian literature. Christians in the U.S. link up with ministries to assist hurricane victims, and a Christian school in India faces trouble from militant Hindus. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in China, where the much-publicized trial of a Chinese church leader ended in silence. Pastor Kai Jiuhua was tried last week, charged with illegal business operations. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton thinks the charges resulted from the pastor's evangelistic activities.
Pastor Tay leads six house churches in the Beijing area, and when he was arrested, the police discovered a storage room that he manages where they found 200,000 pieces of Christian literature that he had printed and had for distribution among the unregistered churches.
Nettleton urges prayer. He also urges people to put their protest on paper.
The verdict has not been announced yet. From what our sources in China are telling us, the verdict could be announced soon or it could be announced a year from now. The Chinese government will probably wait until there is a lot of other things going on in the news and try to slip this in under the news cycle.
Meanwhile, residents of Indonesia's Nias Island have been overwhelmed with calamity. First the tsunami, then massive earthquakes just months later, and now malnutrition, disease, and despair. International Aid received an official invitation by the Nias government to help with a long-term health plan. IA's Miles Fish says the face-to-face extended contact is beneficial.
It allows us to build the kind of relationships that are necessary so that we can have respectful dialogues about our mutual faiths. That, we find, is the first step to introducing people to our faith and allowing them to make a choice.
IA is thrilled to help as God enables them to meet specific needs, but they need your help, says Fish.
Just because the tsunami devastation isn't still in the news, the rebuilding process is ongoing and will be ongoing for years to come. The job's not over. We're grateful for the way in which people have supported us in the past, but we hope they won't forget this work as other things begin to happen now.
You're listening to Mission Network News. While Hurricane Dennis has left 2 dead in the United States and 22 dead in the Caribbean, Christians are helping. Operation Blessing International's Bill Horan says OBI is providing food and other supplies to other Christian groups like the Salvation Army that are sharing the gospel.
We bring the food and the resources. These fellows have their mobile canteens. And when each one of those canteens goes out in the morning to feed people, each one of those canteens has got a pastor on board. And besides feeding the folks, they are there to meet their spiritual needs, pray with them.
Horan says while there are needs in the U.S., Cuba is more of a concern to him.
This particular storm caused the most damage in Cuba. The power's still out down there. We've not been able to get any communication from folks on the ground in Cuba. We know that they are devastated. And unfortunately, their government has resisted our State Department as far as trying to reach out to help them.
Next, back to the Bible reports on opposition faced by a partner in India. According to them, militant Hindus are conducting a campaign to discredit the school. The ministry offers village children a quality English education. Hindi parents of many castes have sent their children to this school because of the quality of instruction, knowing that Christianity is part of the curriculum. Pray that the teachers and students would maintain a good testimony in the face of opposition. And a GAIN USA team recently visited a ministry camp for children with disabilities and troubled backgrounds in Belarus. It was one of several stops that they made throughout the country. Their visit also brought to light a financial need. Of the 1,000 children that will visit the camp this year, only 50 will be sponsored by the government. A $12 sponsorship means children not only get exposure to the gospel, but also medical care, food, fun, and love. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering church bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news that can help motivate people for missions in your church. For information, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.